AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President Obama says the public must come together to prevent mass shootings. He talked to reporters after meeting with relatives of victims of the Roseburg, Oregon school shooting.
I just had a chance to talk to him. Obviously, in moments like these, words aren't going to bring the loved ones back.
Despite an earlier call for stricter gun laws, Obama said his visit was about the families. United Auto Workers union leaders have approved a richer contract with Fiat Chrysler after members rejected the previous one. AP correspondent Deanna Durbin has more.
So now it will go to the UAW's 40,000 Fiat Chrysler members across the U.S., and they will be voting on it this coming week.
The vote came just over a week after UA members voted down a previous agreement. Bill Cosby has lost a bid to have a defamation suit thrown out.
A federal judge in Massachusetts has ruled a defamation lawsuit brought against Bill Cosby by three women who say he sexually abused them decades ago can move forward. The ruling by U.S. District Judge Mark Mastroianni is a blow to Cosby, who tried to have the case dismissed. In their lawsuit, the women claim Cosby's representatives damaged their reputations by denying their allegations with at times disparaging language. The three women accuse Cosby of drugging them and then having unwanted sexual contact with them. I'm Mike Rossi.
Officials say they're optimistic the worst flooding may be over in one coastal county in South Carolina. Two rivers in Georgetown County say saw more than a foot of rain this past weekend. About 100 people have been rescued over the past 2 days, most of them from homes that were isolated by floodwaters. Meanwhile, officials say the foundations of some bridges on Interstate 95 have washed out. This is AP Radio News. The stock market closed out its best week this year with a modest gain helped by airlines and industrial companies.
The Dow rose 33 points to 17,084. The S&P gained a point and the Nasdaq added 19 points. Airline stocks were among the biggest gainers after the companies said they flew nearly full flights last month. Markets continue to be driven by confidence that the Federal Reserve will keep interest rates low for several more months. Investors now turn their focus to corporate earnings, which will start to pick up next week. Julie Walker, New York.
A Brazilian judge is issuing a temporary restraining order against recently approved legislation that bans the use of smartphone-based ride-hailing apps like Uber in Rio de Janeiro. The state's judiciary department quotes a judge as saying Uber-like services can provide residents better services at lower prices. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.